following her first keynote speech on the book Unfrozen. Please welcome to the stage, Lady.
Battles. I wonder, what is your battle? My battle has often been about the cold, and Dennis knows I hate it when the heating goes off. And lately, whenever it's got really cold, our heating has gone off. So I battle against that. So it might be unsurprising that I should title a book Unfrozen. But there might be many, many battles in your life. And I don't know quite what's going on with some of your stories. I know some people's stories, but not all. And some people tell their stories a lot, and some keep them hidden. But what is important about a battle is which one you choose. Because within all battles, I think you'd agree with me, you would find the three Ds, which I call disappointment, disillusionment, and discouragement. And they can be at the core. And when you allow, or when they come to be so much that you can't do anything about them, it's the heart that gets affected. And it's the heart that gets hardened and actually freezes. And when it gets frozen, it's very, very hard for anything to get in. You know, it's a bit like wanting, seeing your battle like an iceberg. It's so frozen. And in that, you can also become a victim of your own story. And you know what a victim's like. Maybe you've been there, I've been there, but they're the person that can't seem to get past their particular problem. And when you speak to them, you say, how are you today? And they go launch into their, woe is me. And you stand back and think, oh, why did I ask? But then you help them and you want to help them. You want to reach out and say, but, you know, how are you? And can I do anything to help you? Oh, no, you can't help me. It's just as it is. Well, have you tried this? No, I tried that ages ago and it didn't work. Well, what about that? No, that won't work either. And before you know it, every time you ask them something, it's like this whole rejection goes on and they can't seem to accept any help. They become a victim. But supportive people are there to help. And they helped me when I was in the misery of disappointment. But I wonder, who is the battle really against? Who is it really against? Is it against the manager? Is it against the manager who stops you doing the job the way you want to do it? Is it against your partner who, every time you approach them, they seem to reject you when you want to give them a kiss? Is it the brother and sister who are so jealous of something that went way, way back in the past that they just will not be your friend? I mean, you will have your own list, just as I have. But who is the perpetrator that is stealing your joy, that is freezing you out and putting those three Ds, disappointment, disillusionment, discouragement, right in your way and into your heart? Well, we all have the same enemy. The Apostle Paul put it, for our struggles are not against flesh and blood. It is God's enemy. He is the one that comes to steal, and he is as real as God himself. And just as God uses you and me, the devil uses other people too. And his strategy, the devil's strategy, is to turn people against each other, to turn people who were friends before into enemies, is to turn the way your face from your fellow brother and sister. So our battle has changed. And if you think, instead of it being a battle against that individual who's been really mean and horrible to you, but actually it's against the one who's influencing the person who's mean and horrible to you, then you can have a shift on how you handle your battle. Do you see the difference? Because the first battle is against your mindset. Now, if you think about mindsets, I'm going to bring Dennis's story into this. Now, Dennis and I, we met and we married in our early teens, or maybe not early teens, it'd be the late teens, won't it? Well, we better not go there. But we married and then we joined the military. We joined it as a family together. And when Dennis has to decide to go in there, he had to prepare for war. He had to prepare his heart and his mind and his body, and he has to be prepared to go out and protect queen and country. And when he does that, in part of the preparation, he also still has to go through the gas chamber. Now, it might not be like in Bible times with a sword and a shield. Today is aeroplanes and buttons and technology that I know nothing about, but that's Dennis's world. But if you ask him, Dennis, what is your mindset when you have to prepare for war? No way is he going to be a victim. He has to have the mindset of a victor, because nobody goes into any war situation thinking they're going to lose. They possibly can't. And it's exactly the same for us. We're in a battle, and we have to go in that battle believing, knowing we are victors. Now, there might be a few skirmishes that happen which win, but that's not the whole war. And the moment you acknowledge God in your life, you have an enemy. It's the same enemy that God has, and the battle has begun. But as a leader, God tells us what to do, and it's not to be a victim. I mean, if you think about it, how many times in the Bible does it say, do not be afraid, do not worry, do not be concerned? You know, you can pick a verse out and use it for so many situations, and it's saying, do not be a victim. Now, I love the story of King Jehoshaphat from the 2 Chronicles. I love this story. I don't know if many of you know it, but he had a battle to win, and he sent his army to battle. And he had all the resources you could possibly need for this battle. But what did he use as his main resource? He used his choir. And where did he put this choir? These creative, wonderful people, where did he put them? He put them in front of his soldiers, in front of the army. Didn't put them on the side so they can be the cheerleaders and go, whoa, 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 go for it. No, he put them in the front. Didn't put them at the back so they could sing all these verses and they can go over the soldiers. No, he put them at the front. So what is it like being at the front, singing? Singing when the enemy is coming right at you. Singing when the thing you fear most is coming towards you with the intent to kill. But that is the difference. And that's the difference that we can do when we're fighting our battles, is to sing. To take that courage to be able to sing through your personal circumstances, even when you don't wish to. So I've got 10 points, and we're actually going to give you those 10 points later for you to take away, on when those 3 Ds hit, some of the strategies you might like to think about doing. First one is to sing his praises. Second, to be thankful for what is happening. 3, to choose to learn from your battle. Ask others to stand aside you, alongside you, to join you. Because no need to be alone. You don't really have to go on one-to-one combat. You can have other people coming to support you in your battle. But you need to use your support as well, which means they need prayer too. Because to support someone is so very difficult. When you're in the midst of something really awful that's happening to you, it is as it is. But when people are alongside you, they're seeing your pain and they're trying to get in and they can't because you're too busy in it. And that happens for a while. It just happens. So be kind to your supporters and pray for them. Call out to him. Call out to God. It's known as praying. But it can take the form of all sorts of different ways of conversations. Bless those who are your enemy. Bless those who are being used against you. It's not impossible for them to change the mind, but at the same time, you've got to be the bigger person. Put on your armour. This is supplied by God, and it is actually detailed in my book, Unfrozen. Wave his banner, flag, ensign to declare whose side you are on. And remember who is leading this battle. And no, it is already won. So if it helps you, if you're at any point and you need to transfer from victim to victor, I am ready to have a chat with you at any time. Thank you.